I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado's senators are weighing in on the possibility that President Trump will decertify the Iran nuclear deal this week in favor of a tougher policy. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Republican Cory Gardner says the Iran deal was a huge mistake for the country, and it sends a bad message to a destabilized North Korea.
Iran got a pretty good deal if you're Kim Jong-un, because Iran got to keep their nuclear program. Iran got to keep advanced research and development. Iran gets to put in place advanced centrifuges that will allow them to produce fuel for a nuclear bomb.
But Democrat Michael Bennett says backing away from the deal would make the world less safe and would signal to North Korea that the U.S. will walk away from deals.
The idea that we would want to have a situation where we have not one but now two countries building nuclear weapons in secret is nuts.
Both senators were in Denver on Tuesday for a roundtable discussion on energy and manufacturing. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Some Colorado jails are making changes to their facilities in an attempt to curb suicides by inmates. The bureau chief at Arapahoe County Detention Services says 13 of their inmates attempted suicide last year. He also says this year's rate is on track to surpass that number. Arapahoe County has reinforced their bunk beds with plexiglass. Denver jails have brought in tear-resistant sheets and blankets, and Jefferson County has replaced pencils with flexible pens. Those moves intended to remove items that could be used in suicide attempts. 41% of the people that died in Colorado jails from January 1st, 2010 through July 8th, 2016 were by suicide. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.